from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All-Star Game was yesterday in baseball. We talked about the Scooble stuff. It seemed to make its way. I mean, everybody on the station was talking about it yesterday, the Tom Verducci stuff. Texting a buddy who was at the All-Star Game. He was down at batting practice. And he said it's something that everybody was whispering about. The potential that Tarek Skubal gets traded. And I'm like, well, go ahead, tell me what you're hearing. I mean, this is an ironclad, but what are people whispering about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said that Jackson Holliday would absolutely be the centerpiece of a Tarek Skubal trade.
Okay.
Which we had discussed yesterday. Yep. I think that's a given. And I said, well, what about Basalo, the catcher? What about, you know, Mayo? And he said he wasn't sure on more specifics, but he said both sides are open to it from what he overheard. Now, I don't think Scott Harris was whispering in his ear, but clearly MLB people are discussing this as a real possibility that the Tigers and the Orioles could get a deal done with Jackson Holliday as the centerpiece. It's more real than maybe people realized 48 hours ago.
Well, so now we need, if it's going to be a little bit more real, and we're going to have to talk about this in, you know, realistic terms, we need to, you know, think about this from Baltimore's point of view. I do agree that this would be the likely trade partner in regards to what they can provide the Tigers and what the Tigers need most if they were to give up Skubal. And how could they get a Juan Soto return? Not that you're going to get, you know, there's no guarantee on any of these prospects actually paying off like it has for the Nationals, but is there an opportunity with it with Holliday? We had talked yesterday that it has to be Basalo and Mayo. I don't think it's both. I think it's Holliday and one or the other. I also think there are, okay, it's one or the other of their top prospects, but you're going to have to throw in 3 and 4. There's going to be more players involved, but they're going to be further down the list and further away from making an impact at the major league level.
The text I got says the idea isn't being shut down. And I said, by the Tigers? Because that was the thing. Like, is Harris or the Tigers serious about this? And he said, it's not being shut down by either side. Orioles feel like their window is now and they have the depth and ability to scout. Tigers feel like a Juan Soto-like return doesn't slow down their timeline and may actually speed it up. Well, that's the comparison everybody's making, is the Juan Soto deal, where you didn't get one or two players back, you got a treasure trove back. And most of those guys are now with the big league club. That's the thought if you get a Jackson Holliday plus Basalo or Mayo. You're getting at least two guys who are major league bats in 2025 and could be major league bats at the end of this season. So you're getting a couple guys who are part of the 25 Tigers, hitters, everyday players. With the case of Holliday, he's a legacy. I mean, his dad was, I believe, an RBI leader at one point, I think 7-time All-Star. And that was as an outfielder. If his kid is 80% of that hitter and plays shortstop, there's a lot to salivate over. And then the idea of Mayo, he can play third or first. He may end up getting pushed over to first. But as we know, Torkelson's far from a given at first. You need someone who has some pop and some power. He has 20-plus home runs in AAA. He's hitting 300 in AAA. The adjustment will be real no matter when he makes the transition. But if there's a guy that can play either of the corners on the infield for a team that doesn't have, right now, anybody playing either corner of the infield, there's some appeal to him.
So I guess the question then becomes, other than, you know, do the Tigers do this or not? Should they do it or not? We're going to debate that all the way up until the 30th, until the deadline actually happens. But which one of those guys outside of Holliday would you prefer?
I think Mayo. I think Mayo. I mean, again, we're talking about guys in AA and AAA, and I certainly don't feel like definitive about it, but I like a guy who can play third potentially, but also someone who could play first. And I know Basalo's a catcher, but a lot of those guys on the knees, they eventually get bumped over to first anyway. So who's the guy that you think is the better hitter? And if it's Mayo, I'll take the better hitter.
Yeah, I think if you're just simply looking for bats, guys that are going to be able to make an impact at the plate, I would go with Mayo as well. I would be okay with either one. And, I mean, it would be obvious that the Tigers could they use an upgraded third base? Sure. Could they use an upgraded first base? Yes. Could they use an upgraded catcher? Yes. And is it harder to find a catcher with the bat?
Yes.
That Basalo has versus Mayo at third or first.
Right. But so the difference is Basalo's in AA and he's hitting .274 with 12 home runs.
Right.
So Mayo, at least at this point,
is a little bit more ready.
Further along and maybe even projects to be better. Now, if you play catcher and you hit even a little bit, it's a big deal.
It's a plus.
Yeah, it's a plus, but it's not an expectation of the position. I think what makes it so interesting is the Orioles have no need for him. They have Adley Rutschman, who was in the All-Star game last night. So he's a guy they should be putting out there onto the market to upgrade, whether it's Scooble or somebody else.
Well, and here's the thing about Mayo is if he can actually be a third baseman, it takes the pressure off of, you know, some other prospects. Obviously, we're talking about, you know, Chase Young. And you could put him back over at second if you want to put Keith at first. There's a lot of, it gives you flexibility and it gives you just more bats on the infield and it gives you a chance to get much better defensively as well.
Some ticket text coming in. I'm on board or was on board with the Scooble trade until I saw him wearing the buffs and he had the watch on. And he's a Detroiter for life is what the ticket texter says.
Okay. Well, the buffs are, it looks cool, but it's about winning ball games and it's about how can this Tiger team get back to, and maybe they're playing respectable ball right now, but respectability ultimately is how are you competing to get into the playoffs? I don't think they ultimately find a way to compete for a playoff spot this year, and you've got to find a way to continue to get better.
Their best path to the playoffs in 25 is Scooble on the roster. Rather than, you know, taking guys who are going to be in their first year of big league experience, whether that's Holiday or Basalo or Mayo, those guys will be in their first full year in the bigs in 25. Their best chance to make the playoffs next year is still with Scooble. Their considerations have to be beyond next year. And that's where but that's what gets so interesting. Is Scooble here beyond 25, 26? And if he is, great, I'm keeping him, I'm building around him. If he's not, this is the time where you go to the Orioles and say, do you want to win a World Series? And how bad do you want a World Series? And can we extort you for several of your top prospects? They have three in the top 15 in all of baseball. We talked about getting all three. I'd be asking for all three right now. When you get closer to the deadline, do you cave and take two? If it's the two you want and you're still getting some other dudes in their system, maybe that's the deal that ends up happening.
But don't leave out the Yankees. Because they're a team that there is no greater pressure to win a World Series right now than in New York with that payroll, with what they've done. Don't underestimate their need for a left-handed starter like Scooble, a stud like Scooble. And it's all going to come down to, I think, pressure and building the market. This is where Scott Harris really needs to. You can get one of those strikes back, maybe, or get a ball, like you said, regards to how can you maximize the return? If you're going to sell Scooble, how do you maximize that return? And I think there's three that you could utilize. It is obviously Baltimore, seems the most likely.
The preference.
The Dodgers, who have that want, we saw they're beat up. They're beat up in their pitching rotation. Uh-huh. I just don't know that they could put enough together to make it enticing enough to get Scooble. And then it's the Yankees, who they do have some assets. You might actually get a proven bat from their lineup to be able to, you know, make that deal happen. So it's all about how can Scott Harris, if he decides to ultimately sell Scooble, maximize the return.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Texter says, I can't take John seriously after talking about Spencer Torkelson hitting 40 home runs in a season.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard to take myself seriously after that.
This one says, Skubal and Javi. Send Javi in the deal for Holiday and Mayo. Then we don't need any more prospects. Just take our garbage. Baltimore has a low payroll. I don't think they want any part of Javi. And now there's another one says, Mayo and Holiday for Skubal straight up. I would drive Skubal to Baltimore myself. So people are becoming more aware and more open to the possibility. It was heavily discussed yesterday at the All-Star game. Why not trade Skubal and sign Flaherty? Build up your farm system, still keep your rotation strong going into next season.
I got to believe all options are on the table. And if you're in the camp of a don't want to trade Skubal, there's no chance of trading Skubal. I understand that. I'm not going to I don't really want to argue with you about it, but you cannot be in the camp of I'm not going to listen to offers.
Right.
Because somebody, this is an opportunity for you to put on, and we had the ski mask at the beginning of the Lions season. This is a chance for you to put on the gloves, the ski mask, and go into somebody's farm system and absolutely rob them blind. And if you can do that, you can't pass that deal up. If you can't create that market, if you can't make that happen, then don't do the deal.
It always circles back to if you trade him away, you are delaying the competitive window of this team. But that's already their intention to begin with, then it's absolutely an opportunity for Scott Harris to make some hay.
I mentioned this. We kind of glossed over it. I said there's a big if. And you mentioned their best path to making the playoffs next year is if Tarek Skubal is on the roster. You're right. But that if is... if they go out and add a bat or two to the lineup, you can't just continue to let this go down the road and say, well, we're going to continue to try and build our core. I mean, I understand it, but it's not going to get you in the playoffs, even if you have Tarek Skubal on the mound.
And then there's always the fear. This texter says, what if you get Holiday and he's the next Torkelson? One of these guys who's going to be great, just you wait. Doesn't end up panning out, and you gave up a Cy Young Award winner.
What if you get Holiday, and he is an all-star like Riley Green, where, all right, he's not going to hit 40 home runs, or he's not going to have, he's not even betting 300, right? But he's still an all-star. But he's not the best, at his position. He's not a gold glove. He's not a silver slugger. He's not, some of these things. But he is an all-star. Is that worthy of trading? Because the flip side is, okay, you get Holiday, but Bacillo, if he comes in the deal, he doesn't turn out to be anything. Right. Or Mayo comes and he doesn't turn out to be anything. So is the return down 10 years down the road? You look back and say, well, I don't really think we got enough.
Right. Then it's the JV deal. And it's so you got Jake Rogers and Daz Cameron and Franklin Perez.
Which at the time was panned as, it seems like a good return.
Yeah, people wanted Kyle Tucker, but it still felt like there were some blocks there. The reality is that it quickly falls apart. These guys are minor leaguers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.